Sorry. Hello. Sorry, I didn't see you there. I was just shaving. Interesting things these, aren't they? They you can do all kinds of things with them. You can cut meat. You can shave. And you can settle arguments if somebody disrespects you or indeed your hoe. And this is something that happened yesterday in Beckenham Junction and also Kennington in the UK at the railway stations there, that a certain amount of disrespect was settled with one of these bad boys. And in this video, I want to look at why this is increasingly the case. Before I do that, could I possibly implore you to please subscribe? It helps me violently if you do that. Subscribe here and subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where I put all of the spiciest content and in-person interviews and stuff like that, which I daren't put on YouTube. And also, if you like what I do, then you can support me there for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month. So, what's going on? There's two things going on. There's the tail end of group differences, and there's essentially a narco-tyranny, a complete failure to enforce the law. And what this has led to is a massive spate of machete attacks and attacks with knives on Britain's once relatively crime-free streets. Now, let me make this clear. There are groups and there are differences in averages when comparing different groups. There are reasons for that. Evolutionary reasons, maybe, or reasons relating to environment, or whatever is the case. But there are different averages when comparing different groups. There are different averages in terms of personality traits, such social classes or other groups, such as personality traits, such as agreeableness or conscientiousness, and these are associated with being, or neuroticism, and these are associated with being pro-social and being able to hold your temper and being altruistic and having empathy for the feelings of others. There are differences with regard to mental illnesses that can make you paranoid and behave in a paranoid fashion, such as schizophrenia, such as bipolar disorder, such as borderline personality. There are differences with regard to personality disorders, dark triad traits, such as psychopathology. There are differences, average modal differences. Now, what this leads to when you have average differences is very interesting things at the tails. So if you were to have a group average difference in the degree to which you were on the schizotypu scale, that is to say a scale that is related to schizophrenia at one extreme, and therefore where you become absolutely paranoid about other people, and are likely to feel that you have no control over your own actions, and are therefore likely to have visions and hear voices telling you to do bad things. If you have group differences on the average on that scale, as you do when you compare, let's say, Finland and Sweden, the level of schizophrenia is double in Finland what it is in Sweden, then you're going to have a massive effect at the tail. You're going to have in Finland, as you do, way more people at the extreme, way more people that actually have schizophrenia, because the average level of schizotypu, which is defined by not feeling emotions very strongly and not things like this, not feeling pleasure very strongly, and over-detecting agency and being very interested in external manifestations of internal states, then you're going to have at the extreme big differences. And so that's obviously what you get. If you get groups that are evolved different environments, then there are going to be average differences in certain psychological traits. And this will lead to big differences at the extreme and at the tail. And obviously what this will manifest in is forms of behaviour among these groups, let's say Finns in Sweden, that will be abhorrent, amazing, shocking, frightening to let's say the Swedes were they confronted with Finns in Stockholm with their relatively high average levels of schizophrenia. And you can take that and you can transpose it over to what's happening in London or somewhere else with certain kinds of crime, and you can perhaps follow one's reasoning. So that's the first problem, and that is what we are seeing an expression of in places like Beckenham Junction. And secondly, what we are seeing is an abject failure to enforce the law. People that commit small crimes are likely to go on to commit significant and rather more dangerous crimes. People that commit one dangerous and frightening crime are likely to commit other such crimes. And this is because the genetic component to committing these kinds of crimes. Before I continue with the red pills, I must quickly remind you of a white pill. Whatever disasters we are going to witness, the world will keep spinning because the conservative and the religious are having more children than the progressives, meaning that eventually all spiteful mutants will be bred out of the gene pool and society will function once again like it used to. You've obviously heard this argument before from me, and I've developed it in my book, The Past is a Future Country, The Coming Conservative Revolution, with my co-author, Joe A. Rayner Hills. You should definitely read that book, but if you haven't got the time to read it, I can offer you a shortcut. There is, in fact, a very good summary of our core arguments available, which you can listen to in just under 20 minutes on Learjent.com. Learjent is a new app where you can read and listen to short summaries of all the key arguments of many based books. These are all under 25 minutes long, so you can finish the whole book while you're out and about, in the gym, or on your way to work. Now, you might have heard of some competitors with a similar offer, but the big difference is that you will never find my books or books as the bell curve on these platforms. Learjent, on the other hand, is a platform run by based people who specifically want you to know about my research and those of others like me. So go on to Learjent.com now and sign up my promo code TJH for a 10% discount.
Are you ready for the future of the West?